derivative works. Here's a nice story about the complexities of this law are quite remarkable. And a lot of the terms that we're using here are subject to interpretation, and courts have done their best to interpret them over the years, and so some de facto, you know, sort of case law standards have evolved about when something is sufficiently different to be a derivative work and when it isn't. So here's a nice example. This is the
Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. Teddy Ruxpin, right. So this is a teddy bear. And do you know the story?
I just know Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, you just know Teddy Ruxpin. Okay. So you don't know why Teddy Ruxpin has a copyright issue. Okay. So Teddy Ruxpin is a teddy bear that kids play with. And it had, at least at the time, I don't know what they are like now, but a few years ago, they actually had a cassette deck inside them. Okay? And they would tell stories or, you know, say things. And you would buy different Teddy Ruxpin cassette tapes to put in Teddy Ruxpin's back. Right? And, you know, Teddy Ruxpin, and he would change personality or tell different stories or something like that. And some people figured out that they could actually record the tapes themselves, and, you know, it's sort of as a parlor game or for birthday parties or something like that. You could change what Teddy Ruxpin was saying, and the I forget what the toy company is, sued people who were doing that on the basis that it was infringing their, that you were in effect creating a derivative work from Teddy Ruxpin if you put somebody else's tape, if you put your own tape in and not one of the Teddy Ruxpin brand name tape. They didn't want, I don't know whether it was commercial or not. I don't know whether it was commercial or not. But anyway, piracy. So that was illegal.